Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, you're just going to have to sit them down. Yeah, it's going to be tough. It's going to be really tough. But you have to sit them down and you do have to be honest. I mean, they're going to find out, whether they find out at school or on the street or on the bus ride. I mean, they're going to find out that, well, I don't even want to say it.
Hey, moment.
Trump is president. Oh, I gotta go.
Hey, you ready for the broadcast? You okay?
Oh, yeah, hey. Yeah, hey.
You all right? You look a little bit, I don't know, your eyes look kind of funny. And
well,
you okay? You've been.
you got busted. You did catch me. I was just helping a neighbor. It's having trouble today. Like many millions of Americans having trouble. Doesn't know how to explain to her children what happened last night.
What do you mean?
Well, what happened last night? The horror, the terror, the basically nuclear bomb that went off in democracy. And her children slept through it. And she has to tell her children today about what happened. You know what happened. You don't want me to say it. I don't even want to say
Oh,
it.
I'm ready to say. You mean that morning came to America?
Excuse me?
Good morning, America. Welcome to the golden age of politics, the golden age of Donald J. Trump. We won. You lost.
I think
You're a
you
loser.
mean Orange Satan.
No.
As we grasp at victory, there is a cancer, an evil tumor, growing, spreading in our midst. Shout out his name.
Mad Dog and Anthony Anderson. Woke up!
He voted red.
Woke up!
I hate you personally, and I do hope harm finds you. Like, literally, you're gonna burn in hell because you voted for Satan rolled in Cheeto dust.
Okay, so since Trump won the election, we're cooked, yup! I'm gonna be leaving the U.S., and I'm gonna be moving to Hawaii. So, we'll see how it goes. And I'll update you guys.
Loser.
This is only
a test. No, you're not leaving.
I have one more question.
Bye, Karen.
No!
There will be no emotions except fear, rage.
Will it hurt?
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Who cares about legacy after that?
Get on a plane or a train beside vaccinated people and put them at risk.
Get woke at.
I hate our freedom.
There will be no
loyalty to
technology.
And if you haven't accepted the situation of your imprisonment,
always.
Too bad for you.
And we'll die here like rotten cabbages.
It is important to any would-be authoritarian.
Go f*** yourself.
Jail, baby.
Like I'm putting chemicals in the water.
Imagine
the friggin' frogs.
Stamping.
Crap.
Put a ticket in it, make her gay.
It's just communism.
It's about Jewish space lasers.
How dare you?
There's a wise
crazy.
Man once
stun,
said.
Stun,
you
stun,
want
stun,
it
stun,
crazy?
An error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it.
The moral to be drawn from this dangerous nightmare situation is a simple one. Don't let it happen. It depends on you. Forever.
They're coming from prisons and jails, mental institutions, and insane asylums.
It's time to woke up with Mad Dog and Anthony Anderson on All Hits AM.
I don't know how you and your I don't even know how many children you have now, but I don't know how you're breaking the news to them this morning. But a lot of people, like my neighbor, are having a lot of difficulty. How to tell children about what's happening.
Yeah, see, Republicans don't really have that problem because we actually have children, so we know how to talk to them. And unlike single cat ladies such as yourself.
Yes, yeah, yes. Well, yeah. No, I don't have children, no.
No, you don't. Yeah, yeah, right. And or girlfriend. It's the last time I checked, right?
Yeah. I mean, guilty.
Yeah. So, I mean, we don't really have the problem because, I mean, we don't get so caught up in, like, who won and who lost with our kids because they're kids and we got to let them be kids. It's not, you know what, whatever candidate wins, you know, if it was your insane coconut lady falling out of trees or whether it was my guy, President, who's done the job before, effectively, he's had on-the-job training, he is ready to hit the ground running. We're not worrying our children and making them freak out just because one candidate won and one candidate lost. I mean, it's politics. It's, you know, I don't understand the emotion that you guys bring to the table on this.
Well, emotion, because we know what Donald Trump is capable of. We've been talking about it for at least 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
He has the possibility to be a dictator. He's a fascist. He's racist. He's a rapist. I mean, anything that ends in ist.
Okay? You left out misogynist?
Yeah, I said anything ends in ist.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah. But the thing that you don't seem to understand is that, I mean, this is the worst nightmare.
Well, is it the win of Donald Trump that you're upset about? I mean, the writing was on the wall. Everybody knew that this was coming. Everybody said it was going to be a Trump landslide, and that's what it was.
I don't know
how you guys didn't see this coming.
As you know, one of my heroes is Barack Obama.
Oh, yeah, Barack Obama. Yeah, he's married to that guy with...
Big Mike. You mean Michelle.
I think you said Big Mike, though.
No, you said Big Mike.
No, you said Big Mike.
I'm pretty sure you called Obama's...
Wife.
Husband.
See, I've got you doing it now.
Anyway. Barack Obama, who's married to Big Mike, releases a list every... with his favorite books, his favorite movies, his favorite CDs. I mean, do you still listen to CDs?
I don't listen to CDs anymore. Okay,
well, his favorite tunes, you know. Yeah. Beyonce's always on there. Beyonce's great. Fantastic.
Yeah, I love to hear her singing at Democratic National Conventions. Oh, wait.
She had laryngitis. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah, she
happened?
Had laryngitis. She couldn't perform. Anyway, he releases a list every year, and it is 100% great. Everything Barack Obama likes, I like. Now, what's concerning me is that this morning, I woke up to not only a Trump presidency, but a Trump landslide.
Yeah.
I mean, we just got killed last night.
You did. You got murdered.
We got murdered. Yeah. Destroyed. And for the last 3 months, Barack Obama, who you know I trust.
I know you trust him.
I always send you his list.
I know.
Favorite books, movies of the year, and you always send it back to me.
I do.
Saying this address does not exist.
I do, yeah. Yeah, but I type it out, which doesn't make any sense, right?
Right.
Because it wouldn't work like that.
Right.
I think it's funny.
But what does it... But Barack Obama assured us that Kamala had a chance.
Camilla.
Come, Big Mike? What?
Yeah.
Had a chance to win this thing.
Yeah.
For us.
Yeah, that's the weird thing. He did, and there's that other celebrity that you're always talking about.
Whoopi Goldberg from The View.
Yeah.
And you know The View, one of my favorite shows.
I know you like
Love
The View.
Love the discussion. Yeah. Joy Behar, hilarious.
Right, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
And all those other ladies, they always have a new lady. You know, Liz Cheney, fantastic woman.
Yeah.
I used to dislike her,
mm-hmm.
but now I love her.
Yeah, because she joined your side and helped you guys lose.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's very smart.
Good move. You guys should have gotten more hated, warmongering Republicans on your side to help you guys out. But who else did you have helping you out? What's her name? The one who had the talk show? She's got the magazine. Can't think of the name of the talk show or the magazine. Or the line of weight loss products starts with an
Oprah.
Yeah, her.
Oprah. Again, another, and Oprah was always independent, and she endorsed Kamala. And so Barack, Whoopi, Oprah, I mean, these are people that I listen to, that I care about. They tell me the things I need to know, and they help me.
So what I'm getting from you here...
And I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know what to think now.
So what you're saying is, as a Democrat, as a lefty,
yes,
as someone who believes in freedom, equality,
of course,
you're saying you don't trust black people.
That's basically what it comes down to.
The presidential election, Amos and Andy.
My understanding
based on reports I'm getting from campaigns and communities, we have not yet seen the same kinds of energy and turnout in all quarters of our neighborhoods and communities as we saw when I was running. Now, I also want to say that that seems to be more pronounced with the brothers. So if you don't mind, just for a second, I'm going to speak to y'all directly.
But I don't know if I was going to be a Democrat or a Republican, you know it?
That's not acceptable. That's not acceptable. This shouldn't even be a question.
You're listening to Woke Up, now broadcasting in regions 1, 2, and 3 of the global gulag.
Well, Anthony, it's been a busy last few months. We were in Butler, Pennsylvania during the Trump assassination attempt. Been many places on the campaign trail. Oklahoma, North Carolina, Virginia. And here we are tonight outside the Trump victory party. We're in the parking lot. Well, we weren't allowed in. We didn't get the credentials, the press credentials. The Trump people were very nice to us. They actually told us we couldn't actually even park in the parking lot, so we're actually across the street.
We are across the street from the Trump party, the Trump rally after the win, and
in my Datsun here, and comfortable, warm night in Florida. We're not too far from our studio.
Would you just mind rolling, just cracking the window just a bit?
Yeah,
just a bit.
Okay, yeah. Okay, that's okay.
Did you have beans for lunch?
Well, I
know you went for a taco, but.
I did, yeah.
Don't worry, I'll cut that part out.
Okay, I'll make sure to cut that part out.
Yeah, cut that out of the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we were live on location, as you said.
Live
on the location at the Trump acceptance rally speech.
Speaking of Trump, but we did see quite a few unfortunate so-called right-wing celebrities walk into the front door there. We saw RFK Jr. You like him.
I love RFK Jr. I think he's going to...
Anti-vaxxer, Maha.
Maha is going to make America healthy again.
Yeah. Get rid of the fluoride in the water. That sounds like science.
Yeah, well, you got to free your pineal gland.
Yeah.
You know?
Sounds like science there, RFK Jr. And you also... we also saw glimpses of your little pal... guy went to Queen's University, Elon Musk.
Elon Musk, I did see the back of his square head going inside of the rally, and they're all there to celebrate the win of the 47th president of the United States of America, who was, as you know, the 45th president and also the 46th president. So congratulations to Donald Trump from everyone here at GWU.
Well, everyone except for me.
Well, yeah, except for
I did not vote for Donald Trump. I was one of the only people in Florida not to, apparently. Surprising.
Yeah, you know, when I woke you up here in the mobile studio, because Mad Doug has a mattress laid out in the back of his dad's son, and because he sleeps in his car.
My home.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, it's my
one bedroom. Yeah, in your car, yeah. When I woke you up this morning, you were all sad and upset and...
I mean, I was. I think it was nervous energy.
Excited
for the election.
Yeah.
And you know, being out here.
Yeah.
During the defeat, which didn't actually happen.
What do you mean it didn't happen?
Well, Kamala didn't win. So.
Oh, you mean your candidate? Yeah, losing. Well, what do you think? So, I mean, a lot of people are saying that attributing a lot of things to the loss of Kamala. Most people are saying it's because she sucks, and that's why she lost.
Okay,
You had another theory that you were floating earlier before you went out for your bean sandwich about the celebrity issue.
Yeah, I mean it's surprising, you know, because Kamala had a star-studded endorsements from some huge celebrities, and you know I don't think we've seen that before. Maybe Obama. you know, Obama and...
Hillary did it, too.
Yeah, Hillary. Obama and his wife, what is his wife's name?
Michelle. Michelle Obama.
Yeah, Big Mike. Yeah, Big Mike. But this time, you know, some of the people that Kamala had supporting her, endorsing her, going to bat for her. I mean, I just thought that that would be enough to, you know, crush these red, orange Nazis that have seemed to taken over the election process. They've ruined democracy for the next 4 years. And one of those is, you might know this actor, Sean Austin.
Oh, sure, Sean Austin.
Yeah. He was made famous in Goonies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
He also made some pretty good movies like Click with Adam Sandler. And 51st Dates. I don't know if you ever saw that. You take your wife there. It's a great date movie.
We did. Yeah, we went to see that. It wasn't very good. Yeah, I took the kids to see Lord of the Rings, of course, and he was fantastic in that as Samwise Gamgee.
Okay.
Oh, fantastic portrayal.
Yeah.
Very heroic. Wonderful. I mean, he seems to have lost his way though since then.
I mean, he's definitely not lost his weight.
No, he hasn't lost his weight, but no. Lost his way.
Oh, his sure. way. Yes, yeah. Yes.
So unfortunately, he was one of the TDS sufferers on a list of many. Who else was a celebrity?
Well, of course, on board the Harris of course, train? One of the major endorsements that we got, which was immediately following that Democratic convention, which was outstanding, where we met Tim Walz. We saw Kamala. We met Kamala's family.
We saw all the losers.
And,
we met them all.
You know, it was immediately following that that we heard from the superstar Taylor Swift, who endorsed Kamala. I assume her boyfriend Travis Kelce, the Hall of Fame football player.
Oh, is he the vaccine salesman? That guy.
Yeah, he promotes health and good health and. You know, keeping, you know,
experimental keeping vaccines, up to, injecting keeping them up into to children's arms, right?
Vaccines and shots. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we're not going to spend an hour going into this wormhole.
About how he's gay and the whole thing is fake.
One word for you, Anthony.
Taylor Swift.
One word for you, yeah. Polio. Anyway.
Okay. Sure.
And then we had Usher, very famous
Usher,
musician.
Yeah, he came out at the very last, like the last week there.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
He did a 180 on his opinion of not getting involved in politics.
I was not really a big fan of his music, but, you know, he was also known for, like, his partying. And apparently he's a great partier, and he went to a lot of parties.
I heard he went to a lot of parties.
Very social guy.
Yeah, would you say that he was on some sort of a list, like a party list?
He was definitely on a VIP list.
VIP list?
Yeah, you don't mean a VIP Diddy list.
That's exactly what I mean. Who else of Camilla's supporters were probably on the VIP list?
Well, I was going to say one of the big supporters was LeVar Burton, but I don't think he was on the P Diddy list.
No, I don't think he was on the, maybe like the letter P?
Yeah.
Like the alphabet? Like the open alphabet book? And
exactly. But a great guy, and he did a lot of tweeting today about, you know, the importance of voting, saving democracy from this evil man. We're right outside his party, his convention center. You can see, you know, just beautiful people walking into it.
I think I just saw, was that Beyonce I just saw? No, that wasn't Beyonce.
Anthony, no, I mean, Beyonce, you no. just think they all look the same, okay? Anyway,
what, singers?
Yes.
Well, it kind of looked like her from the back, but you know, that's not, I mean, you're right, I shouldn't have said that. It couldn't have been her. It's not possible for it have been her, because I mean, the campaign is, I think, 20 million in debt, so I don't see how they could add another 10 million for her to do another appearance like she did the first time. You'd think that for 10 million too, like, a song would have been included in that fee, but you know, I don't know. I wasn't there at the negotiation table.
Well, funny man Mel Brooks, one of the big supporters of the Democratic Party and Kamala.
Mel Brooks?
Yeah, Mel Brooks.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, you know, he became really famous with Blazing Saddles.
Yeah,
1974.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. Very current.
Robin Hood, Men in Tights, hilarious movie, 1993. And, of course, Spaceballs, 1987. Yeah. And that reminds me, as well as, you know, Mel Brooks and the others, you know, Mark Hamill, Harrison Ford, both big supporters of Kamala Harris. And also, just so for your records, they are on the CP3O Diddy list.
They are on that list? Yeah.
Yeah, okay, they're also on the list.
Yeah, I just hope that someone like put that list like inside of an astrodroid and just jettisoned out of a spaceship in time.
Now you
because someone's coming for that list.
Now you don't
And his name is Darth Trumpius. He's going to get that list, and it's not a good news. It's not good for you guys, for you rebel guys.
Well,
it's not a good story.
And one person we always seem to leave out is George Clooney.
Oh, George Clooney's on that list as well,
He was, you know, I still think of him as the sexiest man alive, even though that was 18 years ago.
I think of him as the guy who got Biden out of office, because he was the first one who said, I appreciate Joe Biden's service, but I think it's time for him to step. And then as soon as he said it was time for Sleepy Joe to take a nap, the knives, the long knives all came out for Joe.
Yeah, that's true.
He made it safe for everybody.
And you know, George Clooney is really famous as well. Not only was he the sexiest man alive, but for his pet pig.
Oh, yeah, his pet pig. He had a pet pig.
Yeah. And
famous for the pet pig. And of course, I mean, during the 2024 election campaign, he got a new pet pig.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Kamala Harris.
By the way, I'm proud to be, as I said, the first vice president, first black woman.
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin. I realize, I was talking to your wife, forgive me. Elect me. I'm in the 20th century, 21st century, 20th century, not back then. And in America, we resolve our differences at the battle box. You know, that's how we do it, at the battle box, not with bullets, battle box.
Go to IWillVote.com, check your registration, make a plan, and vote for Kamala Harris on November 5th. Because I don't know about you, but I'd really like to get the government out of my f***ing snatch.
You know, Bono? Bono?
Bono. Yeah, now didn't Bono say that he was going to drive his car off of a cliff if Kamala lost?
He did, yeah.
Yeah, he did.
And, well, I'm sorry to report, listeners, Bono is dead.
Bono's dead.
Yeah, so we've had some great, we had some great ones. Julia Roberts, Whoopi Goldberg, Julia Louise Dreyfus.
Julia Louise Dreyfus, that's right. She said, my body, my choice. Your hands off of my body. Get out that's of my uterus.
And in other news, she recently blocked.
Get she blocked up, us, yeah. Get she blocked up us on,
dot com on
social media.
On X. But you know, Anthony, and we could go on and on and on, countless number of celebrities.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you guys had a lot. You guys ran the gambit of celebrities, and no matter how many celebrities you guys got, you still lost. I mean, we had our celebrities too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah, sure.
Who would be an example of your celebrity?
Kid Rock.
Kid Rock, yeah. Kid Rock, I haven't heard anything from him in
You might
about
have a CD by him somewhere in your collection. Maybe Obama.
I don't think Obama's recommended ever it. Recommended a Kid no, Rock.
He never
CD.
Recommended Kid Rock. Did Obama like wrestling? Because we had Hulk Hogan, Hulkamania came out for 45-47.
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, he ripped his shirt right off.
Yeah,
for
I
us,
mean,
for
I
the
did,
Republicans.
I did enjoy him in Rocky III when he got pounded by Democrat Sylvester Stallone.
So we had, I mean, we had, you know, that's the thing, though. I mean, the Republicans didn't need to rely on, admittedly, these are, you know, C-list, D-list celebrities. I will admit that. But, I mean, we didn't have to rely on paid million-dollar actors to come out and fake the likability of our candidate. We didn't have to do that. On our side. I think you hear the marching band is coming in. And they're getting ready for the celebration for Donald Trump.
They are. There's a marching band.
Yeah, you might
coming.
roll up your window. Roll it
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
Roll it
still
up.
Still hear them a bit.
It's manual. It has a manual.
Still hear them a bit, but crank it. What you can really tell is that this is a big celebration.
It is a
here.
Big celebration. People
this
are happy.
This is big news. People, at least from my side, did not see this one coming.
Mm-hmm. The transition team is already being formed, I understand, and Donald J. Trump is getting ready to enter.
I'm pretty sure there won't be any transitions now.
What do you mean there won't be any transitions?
Well, that's one of his day one.
Oh, the no more transitions.
No more transitions
for anybody. Yeah. Yeah, you're right about
that.
Yeah,
he'll be removing all transitions.
But the the head of his transition team is Linda McMahon.
Is it right?
Linda McMahon, the wife of, I'm not sure, wife or ex-wife of Vince McMahon.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the status is there.
Yeah, it's basically a slam down.
She was in his cabinet during the 2016 as well. Mm-hmm. For the head of small businesses or something. Like she had some sort of role like that.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's the one thing with Trump. He keeps his clan close.
What's that supposed to mean?
I'm just saying, he just keeps his clan together.
You know what? With people like Linda McMahon and the Kid Rock and Hulk Hogan, there's gonna be a SmackDown on your NWO, brother. It's coming. It's coming for you.
You know, I know in the his 2016 term, he used to get a foreign affairs advice from Kid Rock.
What
he should do in North Korea?
Yeah,
advice about the Islamic State.
I think Kid Rock would have great advice about that. You just take your AK-47 and just blast out all of the Bud Light cans that you can find.
Well, that's what he did.
Yeah.
He did that with Bud Light.
Yeah.
His anti-trans.
So maybe Secretary of Defense maybe for Kid Rock? Is that what you're saying?
It sounds like that might be the direction.
Yeah.
Enough was enough! And I said, let Trumpomania run wild, brother! Let Trumpomania rule again. Let Trumpomania make America great again.
Oh, hey, you ready to get back to the broadcast there? I just got myself a Starbucks and
A Starbucks, eh?
What's that?
You know, Anthony, recently J.J. McRoberts, the publisher of Get Woke Up, was in Canada, and he brought back Tim Hortons coffee.
I was going to say, that cup looks familiar.
Yeah, he brought back the cups and the coffee. I just made a pod. Feel free to go into the kitchen over there and have a glass.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't call the back seat of your car a kitchen, but I mean, I see the coffee pot plugged into the cigarette lighter. Yeah,
yeah
okay,
yeah,
all right, I'll pour myself a...
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, I've already got my Oh, God.
What is this
smells off. Are you sure this is okay? It doesn't smell right. Your coffee, your Tim Hortons.
It's Tim Hortons. It's classic Canadian coffee.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's really popular up there. I don't know when the last time you were in Canada, but there is a Tim Hortons on every block.
Yeah, every corner there's Tim Hortons.
All over the place. And, in the mornings, lineups down the street. It's like voting in Pennsylvania.
it's funny though. It's like this is a good one. Yeah, it's funny though. The weird thing is that everybody lines up for it. Canadians are hooked. They're addicted, one might say, to Tim Hortons' terrible weak coffee and awful, disgusting donuts.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think it's pretty tasty, actually.
Yeah. Well, what I don't, Johnny Jock did a in-depth investigative report, of course, as you know. For the website. I know you don't like to look at the website very much.
I don't like the website. It's a cancer.
What do you mean it's a cancer?
No, the GW website, it's like cancer.
Like for your eyes?
Yeah, for everything. Your brain, eyes.
Wait, is the website a cancer or does it give you cancer?
It's both.
It's both?
Yeah, it gives you cancer and it is a cancer.
Well, I don't think our web designer is going to take too kindly to that. That very unfair criticism of the website. I think it looks fantastic.
Well, you know what, Anthony? I'm not the only one saying that. Yeah, they say it on Reddit. It's a cancer. Newsdetective.com, fact-checking site.
They call it
a cancer. An eye cancer, I think.
It's not a cancer. It's the cure for cancer.
Need to get woke up? Visit us online at getwokeup.com. Did you write this? I don't get it.
Yeah, it's like how you get woke up by going there.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
In your face?
If you live in Toronto or you're a TMU student, this is your sign to never go to the Tim Hortons on Dundas and Victoria, because what the fuck did I just experience? So I have a singing rehearsal on TMU campus and I like need coffee desperately. I go into Tim Hortons, I get my drink, everything's fine, I put in my order. The guy gives me my drink, and then when nobody else is in the store, hands me my drink and then slides me a small empty paper cup. And he's like, are you in a rush? I'm like, a little bit, but what's up? And he goes, okay, so I'm doing this experiment where I collect people's saliva. Can you spit in this cup for me? I beg your finest pardon. I'm like super weirded out, so I ended up throwing away my coffee because I don't know what he could have put in it. I call the store. I ask to speak to a supervisor and I tell them what happened. He goes, okay, let me call you back in like 2 minutes. I'm gonna run the tapes. So he goes to see who was like on the clock and he watches the security footage back. So this guy sees exactly what happens to me. And instead of apologizing for my experience or wanting to compensate me in some way, he says, can you just find it in your heart to forgive him? He's just a kid. It's gonna be hard for him to like lose his job. You know what I mean? Like he's only a kid. He's 16. He's an immigrant from another country. I'm like,
Distant country. So like, it would be really high on him, like if, you know, other people knew about it. It's not acceptable, of course, but like, could you spare him for this time only?
Dude, he goes, yeah, I'll let him off with a warning, and if this happens again, I'll suspend him for a week. Kind of crazy that you have like a 3-strike rule for a spit collection. Anyway, you'd think that a supervisor would know how to hold their staff accountable, but I guess not. So don't go to the Tim Hortons on Victoria and Dundas, because you might get your saliva collected.
Anyway,
Tim Hortons.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about this. Johnny Jock
went on a fact-finding mission. He went undercover at Tim Hortons.
He's been doing that a lot.
He has been doing it as well. He's also going to be filing a report on his... He underwent a gender transition surgery in the UK.
Yeah, Johnny Jock. I mean, he did that investigative piece where he went to the Gaza encampments.
Yeah, he did that too.
And he reported on all those orgies and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. There wasn't much protest.
University protests.
Yeah. They were... And you're saying that now he's going to be going to a gender reassignment,
yeah, undercover.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
You'll have to send me the transcript because I don't want to get cancer. I won't go on the site.
I'll let you know. I mean, unless the story gets cut, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like his, you know.
Yeah.
Like his Arnold Palmer.
Well, he really takes it for Get Woke Up. But tell me, so he was working in Tim Hortons.
Yep.
Undercover.
Yeah, he went undercover.
How did that work?
Well, you know, he found out that a big reason why the quality of the product of the Tim Hortons, which used to be really good, homemade, like home tasting, lovely mom and pop kind of style comfort food in Canada.
Yeah,
he found out that due to a combination of corporate greed combined with the staffing situation in these places has really led to the downfall. Now, you've got the corporate greed. You've got the owners trying to cut costs and bringing in international workers.
Right.
Yeah. Oftentimes, yeah. International students, as we call them in Canada.
Okay.
And a large group of those are young Indian men looking to make their mark in the country. And they come over as students under a student visa. And then what Tim Hortons does is they play around a little bit with the immigration rules.
Okay.
And they basically make them a part-time employee on paper, but a full-time employee in practice. And they have them, they are doing a lot of the, they're basically running the Tim Hortons. And a lot of these service industries in Canada have been taken over by Indian international students.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes, because it says here in the article that Johnny Jock was posing as an international student pursuing an MBA, Master's of Business, at the Brampton Academy of Arts and Letters and Numbers.
Arts and Letters and Numbers?
Yeah.
That sounds fake.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask
you. Yeah. And that's another problem with these international students. A lot of them attend diploma mills colleges, which are not real universities or colleges. Mm-hmm. They're just kind of set up as a kind of an immigration scam. On paper, they're attending these colleges in strip malls and universities in, like, you know, the back of like a restaurant with the address matches up to. But in practice, they end up working in the service industry.
What are some of the things that Johnny uncovered?
Oh, Johnny uncovered all kinds of unsanitary behavior. Mm-hmm. Employees not washing their hands, sleeping on the baking table in the back, employees giving each other foot massages and rubs while they were serving the customers.
I see here that Johnny, he says Hindu, but I think he meant Hindi.
He probably meant Hindi.
Yeah, it was a bit rusty.
Yeah.
But he was able to translate that the workers had nicknames for customers.
They did. You know, that's the thing that he found too. He found that on an individual basis, he did make a lot of friends, a lot of new friends, and really identified and understood the immigrant story, the struggle that these young men are going through to try to make their way to Canada through these illegal means. And he sympathized with them to an extent, but, you know, he also uncovered a lot of, problematic kind of behavior by some of the students. In terms of the nicknames, one of them was Chubby Pinky, which is an overweight white person. That's what they call them behind their back.
Okay.
In Hindi. Okay. You've also got Night Thief.
Yeah.
Who's that? That's any black customer.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. It's not my words. This is international. This is, you've got Weenie Wang for Asian men.
Okay.
So they're right on the side of the cup. Right. WW.
Yeah.
And when the Asian man gets, he's like, what's WW? They're like, ah, they just laugh.
Right.
It means Weenie Wang.
Oh, I see. So that's maybe why. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But there's other problems too. There's problems with sanitation. There's flies on the food. There's unrefrigerated food. There's leftovers being served the following day. There's garbage everywhere. The washrooms are not cleaned. And Canadians are starting to cotton on to the fact that Tim Hortons is horrible.
Mm.
And so, yeah. So that's what Johnny Jock found out. He confirmed that.
I mean, Tim Hortons is, a lot of tradition up there in Canada.
Sure.
You know, some of the more famous Canadians grace the hallowed halls of the Brewed Institution.
Mm-hmm.
Walt Gretzky, of course, that's Wayne Gretzky, who endorsed Donald Trump's father. Terry Fox, Sidney Crosby.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the great Lester B. Pearson, who was a big Tim Hortons fan as well.
Fan, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, who'd have known that his dream of, like, a strong, proud, and free Canada based on the promise of immigration would lead to absolutely horrible, shitty coffee.
Now, Anthony, has there been any blowback from a piece like this?
There has been, actually. A lot of your people on Reddit and Blue Sky have been pushing back on the piece, saying that it's racist, it's unfair to these illegal workers who are coming in and ruining a Canadian institution. They're saying that SSS is all corporate greed, which I wouldn't necessarily, the article doesn't disagree with. There is an element of greed from these corporations because they get a kickback from the government for hiring international students.
Right.
The article does point out that this is part of the problem. But, you know, the lefties were just losing it when this one hit the newsstand, so to say, and started giving everyone their eye cancer.
Now, is it important to note that Johnny Jock is also a night thief?
Yeah, that's a good point. That is a good point,
Mad Dog and Anthony Anderson, woke up!
So a lot of reaction, not just from celebrities, but from politicians as well about Donald Trump.
This is a tough pill to swallow.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, we've been watching the CNN broadcast on my flip phone here in the car. And, it's like a funeral. I mean, John King and Jack Tapper, I mean, they are talking like someone died. And I mean, it is. She did die. It's liberty. democracy. It's the Statue of Liberty.
The Statue of Liberty died?
That's, yes. Like, the Statue of Liberty is dead. Democracy is dead. Okay? We also saw some, we've also been live tweeting out here, tweeting on Twitter, X we call it now. And a clip here from AOC, who was, of course, reelected to her seat in Congress, and can't wait to see her. And she's going to really give it to Trump, I'm sure. But she's saying we are about to enter a period of fascism and authoritarian.
Let's see. Okay, let's hear from her. Can you get that clip? Okay, yeah, line that up on your car radio.
Yeah, just put it up on the dashboard there. Okay, and
sure.
Here, let me put the mic in.
Okay.
Okay, you got it?
Got it. Okay, let's hear it.
We are about to enter a political period that will have consequences for the rest of our lives. We cannot give up. We now find ourselves in a time in history that has precedent, and we find ourselves, I believe, in a time where there are, let's say, peers in history of mass movements of people that mobilize to protect one another in times of fascism and authoritarianism. And this is the era that we are poised to enter.
Fascism and authoritarianism. I guess you didn't hear that Harris lost.
Well, I'm shaving my head.
What do you mean you're shaving your head?
Like my liberal sisters on TikTok, I will shave my head to protest Trump's win.
You're gonna
pass me those clippers. They're in the glove box.
Okay, here you go.
Okay, now adjust my rear view mirror.
Okay. Yep. Okay. All right.
Here we go.
Okay, go. You get all the spots, get all around the sides.
Yeah.
The sides. No, you don't need to do the top. Don't worry about the top. It's fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah. You know you went bald years ago, right?
Stop dating men. Stop having sex with men. Stop talking to men. Divorce your husbands. Leave your boyfriends. Leave that.
Will Anthony, I don't know if you heard about this.
What's that?
I know you go on the socials after your family goes to sleep. Probably seen this, that a lot of women are upset with their husbands or boyfriends for voting Trump, and they're withholding sex for the next 4 years.
I've heard about this.
It's really popular, and you know, the internet is full of these confessionals from beautiful young women who are, you know, swearing by 4 years of abstinence from these until Trump's gone.
And is this in protest of the of them not being able to have abortions? Is that part of it as well?
Well, I mean, you know,
have they thought through this this line of thinking of their protest? They're refusing to potentially get pregnant because they can't murder the life inside of them once they become pregnant. Is that what they're upset about?
They're upset that people voted for Trump.
They're upset that they can't murder their babies?
They're upset because people voted for Trump.
Well, do you think this is going to work? Do you think this form of protest is going to hold? Is going to stick?
Well, I mean, you know, if you have to... I mean, I don't know how appropriate it is to discuss my...
Well, how committed are you to this? How committed are you to this,
intimate
this
idea? Life on the radio?
It's just between me, you, and your car.
Well, Anthony, I'm also going to be practicing this.
You're going to be.
Yeah, in the next 4 years, I will not let a Trump supporter touch my body. Sorry, ladies, Trump ladies, this is off limits. Okay, so you can look, but you can't touch.
Sorry, girls, all 470 pounds of Magic Duchamp is a woman-free zone.
Yeah, this bed behind you in the back seat here. This is just going to be me.
This is you just rolling around in your own sweat.
If this car is a rocking, well, it will just be me.
Be sure to search up Woke Up on Substack. Suck my search engine, big tech.
Understand, it's not necessary for people to believe this information in order to weaken democratic institutions. You just have to flood a country's public square with enough raw sewage. Raise enough questions, spread enough plant enough conspiracy theorizing that citizens no longer know what to believe. Once they lose trust in their leaders, in mainstream media, in political institutions, in each other, in the possibility of truth, the game's won.
You know Shark Tank?
I do know Shark Tank, yeah.
Yeah, well, in Canada, they have a version called Dragon's Den. A very similar concept.
Oh.
Although the Canadian dollar isn't worth as much as the U.S. dollar, so it's a bit shows a bit cheaper.
Yeah, okay.
But recently they had Hollywood actor, guest actor, who was also Canadian. His name's Simu Liu, and he was in the Barbie movie. What else? You know him?
Yeah,
what
he
else
was on, has he been? The Canadian show. Kim's Convenience, which is an unfunny sitcom about a Korean convenience store. Yeah, kind of.
Yeah,
racist.
And he was in a couple failed Marvel movies.
Yeah,
Shang-Chi and
his Golden Rings,
Legend
or something.
Of the Ten Rings. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so recently, I don't know if we'll play the clip here. If you want to just find it on my dashboard.
Sure, okay, yeah. Let me find the audio cassette. Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's marked here. Yeah.
Yep.
Simuli, let me pop this into the audio play. Okay, and we're good. Let's go.
Did you like this?
I thought it was fine, but I'm concerned about this idea of disrupting or disturbing bubble tea because it's something that's
why?
Very
there can
near.
Be new takes on things.
Sure, nothing, but I'm looking
no,
at
not
I'm,
everything
I'm looking
has
at
to be
these
traditional.
Two guys. No, but then there's also an issue of cultural appropriation. There's an issue of taking something that's very distinctly Asian in its identity and quote unquote making it better, which I have an issue with.
Yeah. So in the episode, as we just heard, Quebec City entrepreneurs Sebastian Fassette and Jessica Frenette. Owners of a company called Boba. You know Boba. About this stuff?
Yeah, I do know about. Wait a second. Are you reading this from GetWokeUp.com?
No. JJ McRoberts gave me some notes.
Oh, he gave you some notes. Okay, because you don't want to go to GetWokeUp.com.
The story is on GetWokeUp.com.
It is on GetWokeUp.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but you know about this company, Boba? It's a new health-centric bubble tea company. You know, I don't know if you're a fan of bubble tea.
Yeah, I like bubble tea.
I believe the Dutch invented it, didn't they?
Yeah, it's a Dutch drink.
And then
drink, yeah.
It was appropriated by the Taiwanese at some point. A very unhealthy drink, very sweet.
Lots of sugar.
Mm-hmm. Not very good for you. And these Quebec City entrepreneurs had found a healthy alternative.
Sounds great.
Yeah, it does.
Sounds great.
Sounds like an A-list company.
Yeah. So they got their money from the dragons?
They didn't just get money from the dragons.
Oh.
They got an ass whipping from Simu Liu, who said that they were culturally appropriating boba tea.
From the Dutch?
From the Taiwanese.
Okay. Is Simu Liu Dutch?
Simu Liu is Chinese. Canadian. Chinese.
He's not from Taiwan either, then.
No. Yeah.
Okay, so what was his beef then?
Well,
beef about bubbles.
Yeah, so his beef was basically that it was a, it's been a Chinese institution. Taiwanese. Drink.
Yeah.
And, it's typical, I guess, of sort of these white people to come in and think they can take something that a culture has already, sort of mastered and make it better. It's a very sort of white savior thing.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't interested in investing in the company. But it didn't stop there.
What happened next?
Well, quite a few of people I follow, and some follow me back, they just went to town on this company. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I have to say that, you know, I don't tolerate cultural appropriation, but, you know, they showed these people who's boss when it comes to cultural. I mean, there were death threats, you know, and basically we forced the these Quebecers to apologize. And
did you do this on Reddit mostly?
It was on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, they came out with an apology, which I think I was willing to say that was fine, and I'm willing to move on.
Wait a minute. They apologized for their own business, for something that they spent their time and their money and their effort
on. They apologized for culturally appropriating a Taiwanese drink.
Well, it's a drink, though. It's a beverage. I mean, do you want to, like, are we going to, like, do the same thing for roads? Like, you know, only Romans can use roads? You see any Romans walking around? I don't see any Romans walking around.
Are you thinking of togas?
Oh, togas, too. Yeah, I mean, Animal House, right?
Yeah.
Ban that movie, right? They culturally appropriate
the togas. Like, it's like, Anthony, what right? are you saying? So, if, like, a couple of Catholic guys start a Jewish deli, you're, like, okay with that?
Yeah, that's fine.
That's crazy.
Well, what about Americans running a Canadian fast food, beloved fast food empire such as Tim Hortons, and then staffing it with Indians?
Hold up. Yeah, this is a double-double standard.
Double-double
standard. You're a double-double standard.
Double-double standard, right? Yeah. I mean, how can it be good for the goose, but not for the gander?
Well, I'm not alone, because Hollywood celebrities...
Oh, them again.
Including The Rock, mm-hmm. Johnny Depp, Lucy Liu, Tom Cruise, and even John Cho, have all come out in favor of their fellow Hollywood huckster, sucking and blowing at the same time.
Oh, I know those celebrities. They're all Taiwanese.
Mad Dog and Anthony Anderson, woke up!
Then the decisive result of this election gives us not just an answer to the question as to what Americans want to do along those lines, it also gives us a really big to-do list as Americans. If you are an American citizen who does not want to ash can the American system of government, who doesn't want a strongman authoritarian system where the whole government is one guy and everything else just exists to serve him, if that is not the kind of country that you want, then yesterday's election means you have more to do for your country than you have ever done before. Because now is when the rubber really hits the road, right? We don't just flip a switch and the American system of government is gone. Democracy is gone. It doesn't work like that. I mean, not to be boring here for a second, but just getting very real, we now are just another one in the list of countries that has decided to, you know, hey, what the heck? Let's try the strongman thing. Let's let democracy go. Let's put in an all-powerful guy instead, see how it goes. There are many more countries in the world by that kind of a system than there are governed by ours. We are the only 248-year-old multiracial, pluralistic democracy in the world. And shall we keep it? A lot of our fellow Americans say we shouldn't. Now we know. Now we know for sure.
Now, Mad Dog, I know I woke you up kind of early this morning mm-hmm. after your late night. I know it was a disappointing night. I know it was a traumatic night. I know it was a troubling night.
Yeah, all of that. I mean, woke me up. I mean, the listeners should know you opened the front door. I was sleeping in the
back seat. Yeah, you kind of rolled out of the back seat, and I said, hey, I said, wake up. I wasn't sure if you were alive at first, but so I was a little bit worried. But I thought maybe something had happened last night because of the landslide election win. I was like, oh no, what's happened with Manto? But you were all here.
I was in the South Florida.
Yeah.
And
you and last night you
yeah, go on.
You went and you attended Now, I'm not sure if this was as part of our news coverage or if you just went on your own.
Right.
To these watch parties, these election watch parties.
I did attend some watch parties. Yes. Now,
and as a member of several female sororities in various universities that you don't attend.
Yeah.
You attended these sorority parties with college age women.
Yeah.
Can women. We say women?
Yeah, we can.
Are
say
we
women.
Back to Are we back to understanding what a woman is now? We're back to saying women
we're not
again?
There yet.
Okay,
but we're not. Yeah, but
well, we'll be there
for
January 6th.
We will say women for now.
We can say women for now.
And, I had my press credentials, and, you know, it was a long night. It was parties. A lot of traveling. Mm-hmm. I went, you know, sort of crisscrossed the country, different places. Started in Madison, Wisconsin, and throughout the night I, you know, went to different places.
What was the mood like at the beginning, initially, of these wash parties?
They, of course, were excited, you know, because, you know, of course, democracy was on the line.
Yeah, and first female president teed up to win.
First so female thought? Black president.
Black.
Indian Irish. Yes.
Jamaican.
Yeah. Glass ceilings were going to be shattered. The glass ceiling that Hillary Clinton
almost, very close to breaking,
many years ago. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, as a reporter, you know, it's my job to stay impartial and to stand in the background and just report the facts. But I can't help it. I was excited. I was wearing my Harris Waltz shirt and I have my white dudes for Harris backpack and my hat, Team Waltz hat.
Yeah.
But of course, as a reporter, I was totally impartial. You know, and I had,
did you have your left-wing fanny pack with you?
I had my left-wing fanny pack.
Funny thing.
And
a lot
I
of people...
also had my sign, no to Orange Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But anyway, of course I was, totally impartial,
yeah,
as I reported
impartial.
To, and so I went to the sororities, and that was the angle. I mean, that was the most interesting part, because, you know, these were young women who were strong Harris supporters, and they were, you know, and they were going to experience this together. As you know from TikTok and other things, a lot of their boyfriends were Trump supporters. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the sort of misconceptions, I think, during the election, if I can just do a side note here, is that there was a lot of talk about these university lineups at universities. I think in Pennsylvania particularly, there were long lines for voting. The implication from the mainstream media like CNN and MSNBC was that everybody was in line to vote for Harris. Of course, we know that's not true now.
No, it's not true
and
now. We know that.
It probably wasn't true in Madison, Wisconsin, where Trump actually took the state. He didn't take Madison, of course, but he did take Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so anyway, going back to the Wisconsin sorority, there was a nice party, a lot of rosé.
Mm-hmm. Served, yeah.
You know, it was being served. You know, big screen TV there was Jack Tapper and Dilf John King on the screen, you know, going over the election map, the Electoral College, which nobody really explains how it works. But, you know, everybody seemed to sort of get it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it worked in the end.
It worked for Trump. Yes, of course.
So the mood was initially jubilant, celebratory. Because you guys, you thought you had this in the bag, right?
Yeah, and when I spoke to Tammy, registered Democrat in University of Wisconsin-Madison, she said democracy was on the line, and we thought we had this. We were ready to shatter the glass ceiling.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, when the glass ceiling did not indeed shatter, when Kamala Harris fell through it, or perhaps was pushed through it by Donald Trump.
Yes.
How did the ladies take this?
Well, of course, Tammy had a statement that I think a lot of people were feeling at the time, and including myself as an impartial reporter. The mainstream media lied. You know, Tammy told me, but I 100% agree with her.
Yeah, right.
That we were told that Harris would be running away with it. that Trump and his band of Nazi Orangemen would lose. This is what Obama told us. Whoopi Goldberg.
Mm-hmm. Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey.
Cardi B.
Cardi B. You know, and it was...
Is part of the implication here then that that white girls for Harris are racist?
I mean it is hard to say, you know, it is hard to sort of accept that these predominantly, you know, black and Latino musicians and celebrities told us something that wasn't true. I mean, I don't want to say that's, you know, don't trust them.
Mm-hmm. Would you say it's almost like they're performers or actors, maybe?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I would say. They performed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, but I'm back to the watch party, though. Now, you were telling me that there were some other similar reactions as well. That do you have some more quotes there that you can share with the listeners?
Well, yeah, I ended up scooting out to UCLA, mm-hmm. Where you know, later that night, and caught a gaggle of gal pals curled up, clutching their pillows and their pearls in horror. I mean, it was, you know, a tough night. Mm-hmm. By the time I got there, their Harris Waltz party had dwindled to only a few deranged diehards who thought Kamala could still pull off a win. Mm-hmm. But as North Carolina, Georgia, finally Pennsylvania fell into the small hands of Donald Trump, the party was over. Javini, a third-year communications major and first-time voter, she said the mood was awful. We were all like crying and stuff. Like, how could so many Americans be such dumb, racist, Christo-fascist assholes? End of quote. All this garbage hate is destroying our democracy. You know, still at the UCLA party, I met another woman who refused to give her name out of fear of future repercussions from an employer for admitting that she voted for the Harris Waltz group. Mm-hmm. But she was more disappointed in her boyfriend, who had promised to vote Democrat, but actually voted Trump. And I think that was one of the big problems, is a lot of the boyfriends turned on their females, and voted Trump. So, I mean, there's a lot of domestic issues mm-hmm. with that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Of course, as the ladies all know, I voted Harris proudly. And yeah. You can see that on my X channel, video of I voted. And,
well, mm-hmm. you know, if there's anything that women like, I mean, it's losers. Yeah. So, I mean, go with that.
Okay.
Go with that. And then, I mean, that's what they like. Anyway, strong, confident losers.
She told me.
Yeah.
And this is great. Uh-huh. She said that she told her boyfriend that if he gets her pregnant, she's totally not getting rid of it. And that ought to show his misogynist ass.
So a lot of strong sentiments there.
Yeah.
Brought forward by these white girls for Harris, as I can see. Yeah. But there was a handful of men in attendance at some of these sorority parties, in addition to you. Can I call you a man? Is that okay? Is it okay? Can I call you a man? I don't want to misgender you.
Yeah, I'm a man.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
After 4 years, the last 4 years, I'm not really sure.
I'm a white dude for Harris.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know if you identified as a man.
So are you
going to
make some joke that, you know, after she lost, I went and hugged my wife's boyfriend?
Did you?
Well, you know I'm not married, but I would have. I met Brent.
Okay.
Soy
boy?
Yeah, as you call them, soy boys.
Yeah.
He was taking the third presidential win of Donald Trump even harder than the girls. Mm-hmm. With a kippah draped over his slumped shoulders, Brent spent the majority of the evening attempting to hack the web servers of the Louder with Crowder election coverage.
And I saw some of his coverage. I mean, thought he did a great job. He had all the big screens and all the data coming in. And the left were not happy about this. They were trying to take him down actively. There were a lot of DDoS. There were a lot of attacks on his servers to try to take it down. So this Brent was part of this then.
Well, he was attempting to. And, you know, I had a long talk with Brent. Mm-hmm. Great guy. He's a third-year women's studies major.
And Brent's a man.
Yeah, Anthony, he's a man.
Well, I mean, I mean,
he identifies as a man.
Okay, well, we've got to ask, right? Because, I mean, it's still not January 5th, so we're not done with this stuff yet.
Okay.
We will be pretty soon.
Well, and he pointed out that a lot of the problems came with Elon Musk. Elon, with all his talk about censorship, you know, where was it when we needed it the most, which was right now? And I thought that was a great point.
Mm.
Anyway, he was unsuccessful in
hacking the website.
In the end, once MSNBC officially announced that Trump had taken Wisconsin, where this all started,
mm-hmm.
for me at least, you know, he resigned the fact that it was not going to happen for Harris. There was just no path to victory.
And what's Brent going to do about this? I mean, what action is he going to take?
He's going to learn to code.
Okay, I just have to jump in. And you've been predicting this. We've been waiting for it. And we do have some breaking news from the decision desk. NBC News can now project that Donald Trump has won the state of Wisconsin, which means he is the winner of this race and will return to the White House as this country's 47th president. And for so many of you watching right now, that news is, to say the least, a lot to digest. I understand that personally. After he lost 4 years ago, he refused to accept the outcome and incited a violent insurrection on our nation's capital. He's campaigned while facing criminal indictments related to his efforts to overturn the 2020 results, and he's run as a convicted felon. During this campaign, he has also promised to essentially be an authoritarian leader, to use power like no American president ever has before, and wield that power to go after his political enemies. This is a man who's also bragged about overturning Roe v. Wade and stripping away women's bodily autonomy. He's promised to conduct mass deportations to crack down on the rights of millions of Americans. Donald Trump is an anti-democratic force, but he's just been elected democratically in our country, and what this will mean for the country over the next 4 years and beyond. But in this moment, it's also important to remember that our democracy is not built around one person or one job. And I have every confidence that pro-democracy forces in this country will continue to stand up and make their voices heard. Some of those voices will be governors. Some of them will be elected officials. Some will be institutions and organizations standing up for rights and standing up for women's bodily autonomy and standing up for our climate. Some will be citizens. And many of you sitting at home right now digesting this news right now, some of them will be you. I wish I had better news for my daughter later this morning. I wish I could have called her and told her that the first woman president had just been elected. I wish that. I won't be able to do that. But what I can do, tell my daughter, is that our roles as American citizens have never been more important than they are right now. I can tell her that there are still lots of good forces out there, forces for good in this country, and that they are going to be getting to work.
And for Matt Duchamp, I'm Anthony Anderson, reminding you that Donald J. Trump is now the official 47th, as well as 45th, and 46th President of the United States.
And for Anthony Anderson, I'm Anthony Shump, reminding you that it's never too late for a recount.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Woke Up with Mad Doug the Champ and Anthony Anderson. Our producer is Toby Gelman, with sound design by Rattling.
This is Johnny Jugg. This is Johnny Jugg. Reminding you that big business, big pharma, and the government,
are all in this together.
Yeah, Dubby.